Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Polyvagal Theory in Therapy, Engaging the Rhythm of Regulation by Deborah A. Dana. Integrate Stephen Porges' groundbreaking polyvagal theory with the practice of therapy. This innovative work presents a new understanding of how the autonomic nervous system influences the way we process experiences, including trauma, and how we connect with others. Dana simplifies the complexities of the theory into practical applications for therapists, enabling them to foster a deeper connection with their clients and to guide them more effectively through the healing process. The book opens up new avenues for understanding psychological disorders, offers insights into various therapeutic approaches, and provides a framework for enhancing therapeutic relationships and outcomes through an embodied sense of safety and connection. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the polyvagal theory developed by Stephen Porges, is a revolutionary perspective on how the autonomic nervous system controls our reactions to stress and danger and influences our capacity for social engagement and bonding. Deborah A. Dana's book delves into this theory, explaining its basis in neuroscience and its implications for therapy. Key elements include the identification of three distinct autonomic pathways that govern our responses to the environment: the ventral vagal complex, the sympathetic nervous system, and the dorsal vagal complex. These pathways facilitate our states of safety, mobilization, and immobilization, respectively, and play crucial roles in our emotional and psychological health. Understanding these pathways provides therapists with insights into their clients' behaviors and offers a scaffolding for interventions that promote healing and connection. Secondly, safety and connection in therapy. A core premise of the polyvagal theory in therapy is the importance of establishing a sense of safety and connection between therapist and client. Dana emphasizes that therapy should start with and prioritize the cultivation of a safe, therapeutic relationship. She argues that without this foundation, meaningful progress in therapy can be elusive. The book offers practical strategies for therapists to create an environment of safety and trust, which involves recognizing and responding to the client's autonomic states. By doing so, therapists can facilitate a shift from states of defense or withdrawal to states of engagement and social interaction, which are essential for healing and growth. Thirdly, regulation and dysregulation of the autonomic nervous system. Another significant aspect that Dana explores is the regulation and dysregulation of the autonomic nervous system, ANS. She provides a comprehensive overview of how the ANS operates, the factors that can lead to its dysregulation, and the impact of dysregulation on mental health. Dysregulation can manifest in various forms, including anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Through understanding the polyvagal theory, therapists gain insights into how dysregulation develops and how it can be addressed. The book offers tools and interventions, such as breathwork, movement, and patient awareness exercises, aimed at re-establishing regulation and bolstering resilience. Fourthly, trauma-informed care and the polyvagal theory. Integrating the polyvagal theory into trauma-informed care practices is a pivotal contribution of this book. Trauma can profoundly affect the autonomic nervous system, leading to lasting dysregulation. Dana discusses how the polyvagal theory provides a framework for understanding the physiological responses to trauma and offers a pathway to recovery. Through case studies and specific therapeutic practices, she illustrates how therapists can help clients move from states of hyperarousal or shutdown to states of safety and social engagement, which are crucial for processing and integrating traumatic experiences. Lastly, applying the polyvagal theory in therapeutic practice. The application of the polyvagal theory extends beyond trauma therapy to include a broad range of therapeutic areas. Deborah Dana provides insightful guidance on applying polyvagal principles to various conditions, such as anxiety, depression, and attachment disorders. The book is rich with practical applications, including exercises, therapeutic modalities, and ways of communicating that support the emergence of ventral vagal functionality. These applications underscore the versatility of the polyvagal theory in enhancing therapeutic practice, emphasizing the role of bodily signals in the development and healing of psychological disorders. In conclusion, The Polyvagal Theory in Therapy, Engaging the Rhythm of Regulation, is a seminal work that bridges the gap between neurobiological insights and therapeutic practice. Deborah A. Dana offers a comprehensive guide for therapists seeking to apply the PolyVAL theory in session, aiming to enhance the therapeutic relationship and client outcomes. By understanding and utilizing the theory's principles, therapists can foster a deeper sense of safety, connection, and healing in their clients. This book is essential reading for mental health professionals, therapists, social workers, and anyone interested in the intersection of neuroscience and psychotherapy. It not only demystifies the complex workings of the nervous system in accessible terms, but also illuminates a path towards more effective, compassionate, and embodied therapeutic interventions. Practitioners and students alike will find profound value in its insights, making it a transformative tool for therapeutic practice. If you would like to support Deborah A. Dana, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.